Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Up to 250,000 homeowners may be caught in limbo when it comes to retrofitting their homes. The Irish Independent reports today that those who own houses who are most in need of an upgrade are now finding they might not be eligible for the grants available. So what exactly are the retrofitting guidelines and what can homeowners of older houses do? Well, joining me is architect Róisín Murphy. Good morning, Róisín.
Good morning, Claire.
So this is confusing for people, isn't it, who own older homes. Can you explain to us who's eligible and who isn't for these schemes?
Well, the thing is that, the guidelines are very loose at the outset. They sort of say the property must have been built before 2008. It has to have a B or a low B or et cetera, et cetera. We're pretty akin with all of that. But the problem is there's a percentage of houses in Ireland that are built what they would call as a traditional build or a really old buildings, basically, houses built before the 1940s. And they are a different type of construction to, say, your average house that you would wrap in insulation. They're built really to be breathable. They were built when we relied on coal or turf to heat our homes. So you would have had a lot of particles of soot and coal in the air. So the idea was that all that particles kind of moved out of your home and into the air. So you had rattly windows, you had a lot of ventilation. A drafty old house was that for a reason. But they're very difficult to bring up to an airtightness that meets the guidelines for a SEI grant. So you have a kind of an airtightness test, which basically, because of chimneys, because of, say, what you would say, even in a Victorian house, if you can visualise it as sort of a raised timber floor. So then the timber rests in the wall, and that means you can't. When that connects to the old wall, you have a kind of thing called a thermal bridge, which means the heat leaks out through there. So there's all these really difficult criteria that you have to adhere to comply with the regulations.
So Róisín, just listening to what you're saying there, if you can't show that you can get your house up to a B or of a high standard, then you're not going to get the grant. Is that what's happening?
Well, essentially, what they're saying is they are aiming at changing the guidelines for this, that they're talking about reducing, that's coming in September. But at the moment, they're kind of like essentially, it's very difficult. Because if you think, even if you want to use, say, your traditional heat-to-air pump or any of these things, if you have an awful lot of leaky house as such, I don't know if you can remember, but if you leave a draft or a slight gap in your door, the hot air moves out through it. The idea of the heat pumps is that you're heating a contained volume of air, so that pump goes on very intermittently. But if you have a leaky house, it's going to go on all the time. So it's not punitive. It's just not applicable. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's very difficult to do. But at that said, it is not undoable. We are not unique in this problem. This is all over the world. There are older houses. They have built-in carbon in them. So I know there's talk about, let's knock all of these buildings down. But these are our old building stocks. There's also huge grants for doing up derelict and vacant properties in Ireland. So a lot of these properties, because they're built before the 1940s, are part of a rich architectural heritage. So there are other grants to be availed of in these properties. So this isn't, do you know what I mean?
I know, it's not the end of the road, but people need to know.
It's not the end of the road.
SEAI can't give you a grant if that grant isn't going to work to make your home more energy efficient.
100%. But they are looking at ways around this. There is, and there's always new technologies coming up all the time in terms of airtightness and older buildings. Like before, you had to take out all the windows in a conservation property and put in double glazed windows. There's now special glass you can put in that brings it up to the standards. The big problem is, it's all very expensive. And if you've got an older property, and I think this is the unsaid thing about buildings that are built before the 1940s, it's really expensive. You know what I mean? So if you're building, if you're retrofitting your average house, it can be, I think the average figure is around €25,000, but you can talk to something to €60,000 to €70,000 for an older property, because you have to insulate the inside of the house. The technologies are more complex. So in the, you'll see around the country that people are wrapping buildings in insulation. But if for a breathable house, for a house where they're designed to breathe, generally speaking, the insulation has to go on the inside of a house.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll have a tiny little cavity, which is like an air gap, so that that moisture, when it's moving back through the house, you know, it's like you're warmer, you feel it in a coat. If the heat, if it's trapped in, you feel very sweaty. So it's similarly in a house, that that kind of moisture has to move out through the building.
But this is going to be, I think, it's going to be an issue, Roisin, for so many people, because we have
very
many older houses in Ireland.
Yeah, in very many older houses. Now, in there also, believe it or not, there are two types of houses where the problems are. It's in very small houses have very difficulty, and very large houses are very difficult to bring up to standard. So it's a kind of a funny one. You know what I mean? You'd imagine that a small house is very easy to retrofit, but they're actually very difficult because their envelope is very small, but it's all around in the outside of the air. So you have to kind of wrap it all out. And then a large house, obviously, there's lots of areas where it leaks and stuff. But the, generally speaking, I think that we will have to devise clever methods in the financing of the retrofitting in Ireland in these older properties.
Okay.
And that's where the real ingenuity is required in the retrofitting in Ireland. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all, that's where we really will need to really put our kind of brains in, and whether we do it through tax relief, whether how we do that is where the ingenuity will lie. Or like, even in saying France, for instance, you can, or, and I see even in Ireland in commercial properties, they'll offer to put solar panels on your house for free. So it might be a question of that, where we do we get a large scheme of retrofitting in and we pay a dividend somewhere else. Now, you, do you know what I mean? I think we're going to have to think
creative,
the model of financing.
Yes, creative solutions is what you're
creative
talking
solutions.
About. Roisin, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much. Roisin Murphy, architect there on the eligibility for retrofitting grants. That's very important information for people who have older houses and might be hoping that they would get a grant. More on that, no doubt, as the changes come in. We're expecting renewed advice from the government in or about September, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, after the break, we're talking about how people can survive in temperatures of 40 degrees heat or more.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.